Educate client about financial professionals. Financial professional is a general reference to a number of different professionals with financial expertise, while investment professional is a generic term for the subset of these financial professionals who specialize in investment advice. Clients should be educated about how financial and investment professionals are compensated and their fiduciary obligation. Fiduciary standard is defined as follows. A legal and ethical requirement that financial professionals act in their clients' best interests when offering investment advice or managing assets. Not all financial professionals are fiduciaries. Typical forms of compensation. Commission. The advisor receives a payment when a client buys or sells a financial product. Fee only. The advisor charges a predetermined rate either upfront for advice and services or an annual or hourly fee. Fee-based. The advisor charges an upfront fee and also collects commissions on transactions. Fee offset. The advisor charges a set fee, but the fee is reduced by commissions. Types of self-service investment resources. Not all investments require clients to actually interact with an investment professional. As investment technology has advanced, there has been a rise in the number and popularity of robo-advisors. A robo-advisor is defined as an automated investment platform that uses algorithms to create and manage a diversified portfolio based on an investor's goals and risk tolerance. Many full-service brokerage firms have incorporated robo-advisors into their business, and they are also often incorporated into investing apps. Exhibit 3-11. Pros and cons of robo-advisors, types of financial professionals. There are certain key differences between the various financial professionals who are qualified to assist clients with their specific financial or investment needs. It is also important to convey to clients the importance of checking qualifications. Pretty much anyone can claim to be a financial or investment professional, but by checking certifications and education, a client is more likely to find a professional who will properly meet their requirements and be able to do so correctly and appropriately. Below is a list of some key professionals who may be able to assist your clients. A Certified Financial Planner, CFP, is defined as a credentialed professional trained to help clients manage their finances, including cash flow, investing, and retirement planning. CFPs are financial professionals who follow a fiduciary standard and provide financial services primarily related to wealth building, asset protection, and retirement planning. CFPs can also serve as the hub for a team of financial professionals supporting high-asset individuals. A Chartered Financial Consultant, CFSC, is defined as a professional designation for financial planners who have completed extensive coursework in financial planning, insurance, and estate planning. A Chartered Financial Consultant credential holder is likely to have particular expertise in insurance and estate planning. They also follow a fiduciary standard. A Chartered Financial Analyst, CFA, is defined as a professional designation for investment professionals who have demonstrated expertise in investment analysis, portfolio management, and ethical standards. A CFA is a credentialed analyst with a specialization in evaluating financial data, including securities markets and financial statements. They can provide investment advice to individuals and organizations. A Certified Public Accountant, CPA, is defined as a professional designation awarded to accountants who have met specific education, examination, and experience requirements, authorizing them to provide accounting services such as auditing, tax preparation, and financial consulting. A CPA is a credentialed accountant who specializes in income tax and estate planning. CPAs have a fiduciary responsibility. Investment advisor is defined as follows. A professional or firm that is paid for providing financial advice and managing investment portfolios for clients. This is an individual or company who manages assets under $100 million. Use FINRA's broker check site to confirm their registration. A registered investment advisor, RIA, is defined as a person or firm that provides investment advice and is registered with federal or state regulatory bodies, held to a fiduciary standard requiring actions in the client's best interest. An RIA is a broker who specializes in managing large amounts of investment assets, over $100 million, and is able to provide advice to clients. RIAs have a fiduciary requirement. Use FINRA's broker check site to confirm their registration. Broker-dealers/brokers are defined as licensed individuals or firms that buy and sell securities on behalf of clients, brokers, or for their own accounts dealers. A broker-dealer or broker for short is an individual who buys and sells securities for themselves as a dealer and slash or for clients as a broker. All brokers must be registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. SEC, and are held to a suitability standard. A suitability standard differs from a fiduciary standard. Financial professionals who are held to a suitability standard can focus on investment moves that prioritize investments that provide the professional or their organization with the highest fees or commissions and slash or profits, so long as their recommendations align with a client's goals, risk tolerance, and so on. Many broker-dealers or brokers are members of FINRA and can therefore be checked on FINRA's broker check site. Selection criteria and when to refer. The role of an AFC is investment education, not investment advice. A counselor will likely find themselves in a position where they have to refer their clients to other financial professionals. A counselor can assist their clients in preparing to meet with another professional, for example, by helping them draw up a list of topics and questions they want addressed. Clients should also be coached regarding questions to ask advisors about their credentials and services. What experience and qualifications do they have? How can they help the client? What fees do they charge? Do they adhere to fiduciary standards? How and how often do they assess the performance of the client's investment portfolio? Do they provide a written agreement and slash or contract, which stipulates what services are being provided? A counselor, therefore, can ensure that the client is properly informed and armed with the appropriate terminology and knowledge of jargon to convey their needs to other financial professionals.